This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. At least 5 people were killed and 21 others injured in a mass shooting in the area near Midland and Odessa, Texas, Saturday. Odessa's police chief, Michael Gerke, said the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to believe there could be 2 gunmen. But Chief Gerke says authorities now believe there was only 1 shooter. Officials caught up with the suspect, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. In the Bahamas, residents are getting ready for whatever Hurricane Dorian is set to dish out. AP's Julie Walker has more.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump, and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin, Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers, and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo for what he called a solidarity visit with the Congolese people amidst the fight against the latest outbreak of Ebola, which has killed more than 2,000 there. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed.